Plenty of tennis happening at the moment. We are looking forward, and we're not going to even ask about what might happen in the Australian Open, because the biggest story in tennis at the moment is the game tonight at Kudos Bank Arena. Brett Phillips will be out there, and all thanks to Hume Tennis, which is a mini Melbourne park, tennis for everyone, from January 8th, hosting two international wheelchair tournaments featuring Dylan Alcott and the world's best wheelchair players. Come on down and be inspired, especially if you're in Melbourne. BP, good afternoon.
G'day, Russ. G'day, Trent. Yeah, big day of tennis. There's plenty happening. Huge night for Australia. And right now, Team Italy, who are doing a beautiful job in securing the tie with wins to Matteo Berrettini and Jannik Sinner, both in the top 10 of men's professional tennis, has certainly given them a huge leg up against Team France. So that both boys who played singles have now stepped out and just jumped on the doubles court, is really important for Italy in this group with Russia and Australia, that they get a clean sweep here, because it might come down to, you know, percentages and games and sets won, particularly if Russia beat Australia tonight, which would leave all three on one win and one loss apiece out of the two ties that they would have played. So, yeah, Team Italy going about that at the moment. And down at Ken Rosewall Arena, yeah, they're well on their way. Team Germany, Alexander Zverev on the cusp of victory there, the world number four, against his opponent, Taylor Fritz, who is a very good emerging player, became the number one American at the back end of last year. And it was a marathon earlier. Jan Lennard Struff defeating big John Isner. He absorbed the serve of the big man at 6-10 and did a very nice job. So, yeah, just starting to hot up the ATP Cup. But, yeah, under the roof here at Kudos Bank Arena tonight, if you're in Sydney, there are tickets still available. Come and make some noise, because Alex de Minaur, we know he thrives on an atmosphere, and hopefully they can bring out the best in him against Daniil Medvedev.
And BP, to be fair and giving credit where credit's due, a lot of these players normally would bypass some of these events, but you've just reeled off half a dozen names of players that are in the top 10, and none of them are Djokovic, Nadal, Federer, etc. These are the up-and-coming players and legitimate world-class top 10 players. So we've got some serious players that are giving this tournament its due worth.
Yeah, well, look, we're still in the infancy, Russ, of the ATP Cup. It's interesting. I mean, the first edition was a cracker, second abbreviated last year in Melbourne. They just wanted to get it done, even though there were hardly any crowds there. And, yeah, look, I think the crowds will build throughout this week. But, you know, obviously it's an interesting tournament. It's an interesting concept, because it's based on the ranking of your number one player by year's end. So Australia getting courtesy of being the host nation as the wild card, so they get a little bit of a leg up there. But it was all designed around, yeah, the top players of, you know, the 15 nations, or the top-ranked 15 players, and then your nation qualifiers, which means that some nations look better on paper than others because they've got some real depth, like the Italians here with two top tenors. Then you've got, for example, Team Norway, Casper Ruud, incredible year to get inside the top 10, but then, you know, their next player's ranked about 800 in the world. So, yeah, you get a mixture of everything. We've obviously this year, you know, no Djokovic, no Nadal, team pulled out. There's a few missing, but there's still some pretty good quality. I mean, everyone wants to get to Australia to have a hit and really get some good matches under their belt prior to the AO.
And just on tonight's game for de Minaur, I watched his game the other night against Berrettini. He was unbelievable in closing out the game, the emotion of the moment. He's obviously soaked all that up. He's had a bit of hype since then. Can he bounce back and go twice in 3 days against two of the best players in the world?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, Cubs. You know, I think he'll have the energy, no doubt about that. He'll be running on top of the ground. He's super fit. He's put in a huge off-season. Different style of player, Medvedev. Medvedev loves to control that baseline. He just, you know, he's almost like a Djokovic clone in a lot of ways. He's a bit unorthodox. He doesn't give you a lot. Plays pretty flat at times as well. And we saw, you know, certainly the other night, the de Minaur tactic on the big Berrettini serve of standing right up on that baseline. Today I was courtside and, you know, Ugo Humbert, who defeated Medvedev a couple of days ago, he was standing well behind the baseline to take the Berrettini serve. So the difference of Alex taking that ball early, and that's what you've got to do against these big guys, and then being able to direct that first ball into a bit of a difficult area and get yourself into the rally, that's going to be really important for Alex, because Medvedev, well, he'll rally to his heart's content. I mean, he'll play 30, 40 shots rallies and it won't faze him at all. He's a pretty patient sort of operator. So we'll wait and see. It'll be a good technical battle, but hopefully James Duckworth plays tonight. He's been named. We'll find out in the next couple of hours, because on paper, if Dux is okay with the hip on the back of the year he had, he probably should win his match, which just then takes a little bit of pressure off Demonor. And then I think we've got a pretty good doubles lineup with Saville and Piers, who I'd certainly back them in to win.
Yeah, exciting times for the Aussies. What about for the tournament in general, the ATP Cup? Who is your pick for the people out there listening that don't know their tennis? Who's your pick to win it all?
Yeah, look, I think there's a couple of nations that have put themselves... Well, there's some even teams. Look, I really liked Argentina last night. I thought they were terrific. I mean, they're undefeated at this stage. Spain are undefeated. They've always got plenty of depth, even without Nadal, the Spanish team. Zverev and Struff, I think, are a good combination. And, you know, Australia's right in the mix there. I mean, the Italians were two top teners coming in. Trent were probably... the favourites, and they've got, you know, Fanini, who's been top 10. They've got Sonego, who's top 30. So they're probably the strongest squad on paper. But, yeah, look, I think, you know, it could come from three or four nations. But I really love the way Schwartzman played against Tsitsipas last night. He looks pretty good, Diego. And I think they're going to be, a tough team. They've got a pretty experienced doubles lineup as well. And the doubles is pretty important here. A lot of the ties are decided on the doubles. And, you know, some teams have got two established double specialists, which really helps, and others are throwing in sort of some different combination or two singles players, as is the case here with the Italians. So, yeah, it's a bit to play out.
BP, on the women's side, Ash Barty, we see a picture of her in the paper that she's starting her preparations, obviously, for the Australian Open, that being the carrot at the end. She just must carry the absolute hopes of a nation on her shoulders, because we know that she's our best chance. We fingers crossed for the men, but it's really all down to Ash. It used to be Sam Stosur, and this will be a big couple of weeks for Sam, as she announced it's her last tournament as well. So it's going to be very tough for Ash, and we feel for her, you know, but we're always forgiving of her as well, because she handles herself so well in the public eye.
Yeah, I think certainly for Ash, she just has a great sense of perspective. And, you know, you know every time you step out there, Trent, you can talk to that, you know, you step out there in sport, you can have some great days and some days that it doesn't go your way, and you've got to move on pretty quickly, particularly in tennis where, you know, the circuit just moves from one place to the next week in, week out. So you've got to get over the losses pretty quickly. So she's got a good sense of perspective, never gets too down and out, just goes away and chips away at her game. But look, she's going to be right in the mix, no doubt. I mean, she's world number one for a reason. In fact, Naomi Osaka's just out on court at the moment playing one of the Melbourne Summer Series events. Took the first set against Elisa Cornet, the French veteran now, 6-4. So we're really keen to see how Naomi looks in these first couple of weeks, because she's a real danger on a hard court, if those two were to match up potentially late in the Australian Open. But yeah, Ash to me looks really sound. She's playing some doubles today with Storm Sanders. And you might remember Storm, when Ash won Wimbledon last year, Storm was the only Australian player left on site at that stage. You helped Ash warm up and got the biggest hug in the player box there when Ash celebrated her victory. And she always wanted to play doubles with Ash Barty, Storm Sanders. So she's got a wish today. And there's plenty of other good tennis going on. Murray, Kyrgios, Nadal, if you're in Melbourne listening, pop down to Melbourne Park today. They're all coming up throughout the afternoon, and Kyrgios to play under lights tonight. And Darius Seville's got Iga Swiatek coming up in just a few moments over in Adelaide, the former French Open champion, who's a really, really good player. So, yeah, some good tennis right around the country.
Now, you've just said Darius Seville versus Iga Swiatek. I'd have had 70 goes at that and would not have got Shavi. I would have opened the bowling with Swiatek and then might have thrown a V in there, but the N would have been a nude N for a long, long time. To get Swiatek, you've done well.
Yeah. There's not too many tennis names I've found, Russ, that actually said the way they look.
Oh, there's a story,
often I find myself in the ATP or WTA supervisor's office just having pronunciation lessons.
Well, mate, I could tell you a story about Christine Radford, that lovely lady of Australian tennis. And when she got married, I made an awful, awful mistake on radio, and you can only imagine how bad it sounded, because you know who she married, and I'll tell Copes off air. And if you don't know who she married, Google it and just do the math, and you'll understand how Russell had to make a public apology. But anyway, that was a long time ago. Good on you, BP. Don't forget, thanks to Asti, Melbourne's synthetic grass sports surface specialist, trusted throughout Victoria and, in fact, right around Australia. Check out aste.com.au.